radio. Keep it locked. So we're still on 96.1 FM right there as well, just from playing, paying some bills right there as far as that is concerned. About 11 more minutes to go before we get to dive into our third and final hour of the show right here on 96.1 FM. So I'm trying to call up someone right here who has a current brand new single that is out right there. One touching song, though, if you were to ask me right there as well. G-Wise, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are you, man?
Not bad. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my guy.
How's your Wednesday going?
Fabulous.
Yeah. Come on, Adicha, you want to for more money?
Yeah, man. We got a brand new song. It's called Vilonda.
Vilonda. You know, the song is quite very touching. I don't know, though. Mm-hmm. That is quite very touching right there. Is it true that someone left you based on a true life story because... Bambosila sida bambiri in drama za tawa then obagambatawe such tikam guys. I've listened to the song.
I'll just leave it up in the air for people to think through.
Okay.
Whether it's true or not.
It's a deep song, though. It's a deep song. And when I listened to the song this morning, I was asking myself, like, what? Like, really? okay, let's talk about the song. Okay, I know it's a shame of suspense, but let's talk about the song and what's coming next as far as anything that you're planning.
Yeah, man. First of all, about 2 weeks ago, I dropped a song called Get Up featuring FJ.
Yeah.
A big banger. People should get that song. It's a very, very good song. Mm-hmm. Then that was like my opener for 2019. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was the first song I was dropping this year. And then now I've dropped Vilonda featuring Mo Money and produced by Mo Money. Mm-hmm. This song is a song that I just thought through. Then mm-hmm. I called Mo Money. We had a chat. And then he had his own ideas. He put his ideas on the beat. I put my ideas there. Then we just had this brilliant song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We had a very good song, and I felt it was one of those songs that I need to put out as my second song for 2019.
Okay, so is there anything that we should expect? Not from G-Wise. I'm still asking this question. I miss the Crazy Four too much.
Crazy Four, take it from me right now. Crazy Four is dead, like dead and gone.
Like,
forget
really?
About Crazy Four.
Why? Yeah,
just forget about Crazy Four. Right now, G-Wise, nothing.
Okay. Yeah, quite very sad right there.
I have a song that I didn't drop, though. Mm-hmm. I had a song that I didn't drop. It's called Money. It features PJ and Crazy Four.
Okay.
It features PJ and Crazy Four, but I'm not going to put that one out. Yeah, but upon request, I can give it out to people, yeah, but Crazy Four is dead. Forget about Crazy Four now.
Okay, so speaking about other stories that have been going around right there as well, I need to get a clarity from you. There's a story that's been going on about your song, which did drop first, Season Younger, which featured Jay Mafia. Now with your maps, people have been asking, saying, the same thing that is happening right about now with Mr. Baila Tishan, as well as Slab D Wagwan right there as well. Any maybe perspective, anything that you would like to maybe to get to clear the airwaves with the story that's been going on?
First of all, I've got nothing against your maps. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I would like to put out. I've got nothing against your maps. And then never at any point did I come out claiming like he stole my song, he did this and this and this. I've got nothing. I didn't come out anything. But my fans did issue out a statement. My fans started pressuring me. My friends, my family started pressuring me to say, you need to say something about this because PMC, mm-hmm. love, there's a lot of love. I don't know if you get my point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of love. Like, if somebody sings to say, I love you could be sung in a lot of ways. But there's only one Season Younger and one meaning for Season Younger.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Yeah.
So, that should answer it all. I mean, I dropped my song last year. A year later, somebody dropped a song with the same title. Mm-hmm. But that Season Younger can only mean one thing. When I say Season Younger, BMC, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I can say, I love you, bro. You get what I mean? I love you with a brotherly love. You can love somebody with a family love. You can love somebody with intimate love. You get a point?
Mm-hmm.
So, I love you could mean a lot of things, but Season Younger could only mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was a coincidence. I know probably, yeah. Somebody might have heard it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but otherwise, it just shows that I need to push my music a little more, and I need to be up on the ground running, because I still have a lot of songs that I haven't put out, and I still got a lot of ideas. Who knows, tomorrow somebody else might sing my idea again. Would I come out and claim?
So, okay. So anything that you have to tell people on how they can